presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 16, 1217 America, New York, China says U.S. is playing up Russia threat to Ukraine. Russia has amassed roughly 150,000 troops on the border but claimed to have started to withdraw some of the troops from the area. February 16, 1212 America, New York, Ukraine's President Zelensky, we don't see any Russian troop withdrawal. Volodymyr Zelensky gave his first reaction to reports from Russia that it is pulling back some troops from the Ukraine border area. February 16, 1206 America, New York, loved-up dogs tie the knot in romantic wedding and vow to stay together, until death do them bark. The Brussels Griffin tied the knot at a garden ceremony surrounded by their close four-legged friends, and raised $2,000 for the National Brussels Griffon Rescue League in the process. February 16, 1204 America, New York, the speech that launched Frederick Douglass's life as an abolitionist. On a hot night in August 1841, fugitive slave Frederick Douglass stood before 1,000 white people inside a rickety wooden building in Nantucket, Mass. A handful of black people appeared in the crowd, but the group looked like a sea of white to Douglass. February 16, 1203 America, New York, NASA unveils first image from newly launched satellite. The image shows the Cassiopeia A supernova, a star that exploded 400 years ago. U.S. space agency NASA has released the first picture captured by its new imaging X-ray polarimetry explorer, IXPE, which launched in December to explore and uncover more about black holes. February 16, 1150 America, New York, Belgium to offer employees 4-day working week. The overhaul of the country's labor laws will give workers more freedom, and the right to ignore their bosses and work emails after working hours, another growing trend in the coronavirus era. February 16, 1145 America, New York, mudslides and torrential rains kill dozens in Brazil, horror scene. The city of Petropolis was slammed by a deluge, and the mayor said the death toll could rise as searchers picked through the wreckage. PowerPost. February 16, 1144 America, New York, Democrats wrestle with what message to take into the midterms. Kitchen table issues, culture wars, Trump, it's all on the table. February 16, 1140 America, New York, Freedom Convoy raises massive sum in Bitcoin funding. More than 5,000 donors have given money to the Canadian truckers protesting vaccine mandate. Supporters of the Canadian truckers' anti-vax protest have raised more than $900,000 worth of Bitcoin after the crowdfunding GoFundMe website blocked donations of around $10 million, according to organizers of the fundraiser. February 16, 1139 America, New York, Ukraine. We do not see any signs of de-escalation on the ground, NATO. NATO chief speaks at conference saying the situation in Ukraine could become the new normal in Europe. February 16, 1135 America, New York, minister in hot water after wife beating advice. Malaysian women's rights groups have said the nation's deputy minister for family is abhorrent and not fit for the job. February 16, 1132 America, New York, Ottawa police hand out flyers demanding Freedom Convoy protesters leave the area now. Ottawa police are demanding Freedom Convoy protesters leave the area immediately, a flyer shows. February 16, 1127 America, New York, public face of Canada protests as a former leader of a secessionist party. Tamara Litch, an Alberta activist, has channeled the truckers' grievances, raised money and deployed social media to become a leading voice among the protesters. Tamara Litch, an organizer of the protest, speaks with police liaison officers in Ottawa last week. February 16, 1124 America, New York, NATO chief contradicts Russia withdrawal claims, says no proof of pulling back. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday contradicted Moscow's claims that it was pulling troops back from the Ukrainian border and said he has seen no proof of any withdrawal efforts. February 16, 1121 America, New York, information warfare expert says U.S. is finally playing Russia at its own game. The head of an organization that's battled Russian disinformation in Ukraine for years tells CBS News the U.S. has finally learned to counter Putin's unique brand of hybrid warfare. February 16, 11:20 America, New York, Kuwaiti cabinet ministers submit resignations amid tension. Two senior cabinet ministers in Kuwait have submitted their resignations to the prime minister, citing political turbulence and the impossibility of reform in the Gulf Arab state. February 16, 11:13 America, New York, man who fell into ocean claims he was helped by seal during 5-hour swim to safety. Scott Thompson fell into the Santa Barbara Channel, near the city of Santa Barbara, off the coast of California, sometime last month wearing only shorts and a t-shirt. February 16, 11:11 America, New York, Irish teacher, stabbed in back by school pupil, 13, during lesson, in Spain. The reported attack occurred around 10:45 a.m. local time at Montegudo School in the southeast city of Murcia. The teacher is believed to be a 41-year-old Irish national. February 16, 11:07 America, New York, Canadian truckers react to Ontario easing COVID-19 restrictions, that's not enough. Canadian truckers react to Ontario Premier's easing of some COVID-19 restrictions. February 16, 11:04 America, New York, Hezbollah chief boasts of drones, precision-guided missiles. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah has revealed that his militant faction is manufacturing military drones in Lebanon. February 16, 10:55 America, New York, what's next for Prince Andrew? Exile from public life and a tainted image, royal watchers say. I think it's all over for him, any kind of public life, said Dickie Arbiter, the Queen's former press secretary and royal commentator. February 16, 10:52 America, New York, public face of protests as a former leader of a secessionist party. Tamara Litch, an Alberta activist, has channeled the truckers' grievances, raised money and deployed social media to become a leading voice among the protesters. Tamara Litch, an organizer of the protest, speaks with police liaison officers in Ottawa, last week. February 16, 10:48 America, New York, amid debate, women lift their voices with Muslim sacred text. Some Muslim women have turned to social media to amplify the voices of female Quran reciters and encourage women to post their recitations online. February 16, 10:46 America, New York, Brazil's Bolsonaro embraced the U.S. under Trump. Now he's in solidarity with Russia. In a remarkable diplomatic display Wednesday, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who resisted both domestic and international appeals by U.S. officials to cancel his visit to Moscow, sat knee to knee with President Vladimir Putin.